Hello everyone and welcome back to another Brawl Stars All-Stars podcast. Today we will be talking about our brawler breakdown of Barley. Little quick announcement, that's a really big announcement. I got a comment from M0, I'm gonna say that a lot. And he is the creator, or I think creator, of Eternal Brawl. And that is the best Brawl Stars podcast that is still going on right now. His description of his podcast is, Eternal Brawl is a family-friendly podcast for N3MO, M0, and M1L3S dive into the world of Brawl Stars. We are longtime listeners of discontinued Brawl podcasts, such as Brawl Time, Jackson, Crow Crew, longest Brawl Stars podcast ever, 500 episodes, and Weekly Ball Rankings. Amazing podcast, you guys. Those were really good podcasts. We have attempted to continue the heart behind these podcasts with guides, tips, and tricks, and deep dives into the strategy and meta of Brawl Stars. Please consider becoming a patron at extraperks.com/patreon.com/eternalbrawl. Email eternalbrawlpodcast@gmail.com. YouTube, Eternal Brawl. And there are codes, and then there are club. So, they're literally in the exact, or both of them, like, I technically have a co-host, but he doesn't even play Brawl Stars. They're just similar. I mean, we're similar in some sort of ways. I've listened to probably most of the episodes of Brawl Time and Crow Crew and Weekly Brawl Rankings. And I was really sad when all those ended. And now I'm going to read the notes that he left to me on Anchor. So I guess he actually did listen to one of my episodes. Really happy about that. It's great that other creators actually listen to other Brawl Stars. Of course he does, because, you know, like, discontinued podcast, Brawl podcast. But I'm glad he still listens to other Brawl Stars podcasts. Like, I started doing that now. Okay, I'm gonna just read the note now. Hi, smiley face. I love Weekly Brawl Rankings and Brawl Time. They are seriously awesome. Brawl On, Brawling Bros, Kroku, yeah, nostalgia. I actually still play with Jackson, and he's trying to go pro. Bye. Okay, N3M0, I hope you did not mind me writing that, and this is actually decent advertising for you. Okay, and so make sure, definitely listen to his podcast, amazing podcast. When I read that, I was just like, I just stared at it for a couple of minutes, took in the meaning. So I thought of this deeper. I'm going to go deep on this comment. So the first part of it is that I love Weekly Brawl Rankings and Brawl Time. Okay, so like, I can tell he used to listen to those a lot. And Brawling Bros, Kroku, yeah, nostalgia. So he liked it, basically exactly like me. And then the second part, I actually still play Jackson, still play with Jackson, and he's trying to go pro. Bye. Okay, I think this means that N3MO is actually a pretty good Brawl Stars player to be worthy to play with Jackson. And Jackson is trying to go pro. Wow. I mean, I don't know how pro this is, like esports pro. Because Jackson, what, like, he's 16, 17, 18? Somewhere in that age range. Maybe 15, I don't know. Probably 15, 16, or 17. Like, I don't know the age requirement for esports. I never even thought about it. Like, gosh, I had trouble getting rank 25. But that is great for Jackson. He's in high school. He probably doesn't have enough time for the podcast. And, I mean, he has to probably do a lot of training if he wants to go pro. So, I think that was about it, and, if you guys, like, just do those comments on Spotify, like, especially if you're a content creator, like, really, do those comments on Spotify, you'll get, I don't know, kind of like a free ad, that'll get you, like, I don't know, maybe one or two listeners, and make sure you do the polls, too, on Spotify. Wow, oh, never mind. I thought I saw I got 14 votes on a poll, but that was 14 days left. Never mind. Okay, let's get started into the episode. I think, yeah, today, Barley breakdown. Okay? Barley is a rare brawler who has low health but high damage potential. He attacks by lobbing a bottle of harmful liquid that splashes onto the ground and creates a small puddle on the ground that lasts for a period of time, dealing damage to enemies splashed inside the puddle over time. His super lobs 5 similar bottles, which over a greater area and persist for a longer period of time. Okay. He's a rare brawler. He's in artillery. Move and speed is normal. Health starts at 2,400, goes up to 3,600, increasing by 120 every level. His attack is 7.33 tiles long. His reload is 2 seconds, that's slow. Supercharge for hit, 17.5%. And I think that's per tick, I'm pretty sure. Yeah. And projectile speed is 1,750. So that's like 3 times faster than you move, I guess. Damage starts at 760, goes up to 1,140. And also, by the way, the levels, it's from 1 to 11. So it goes from, and it goes up by 38 per level. His super is also, his super is 9.33 tiles, which is very long. Projectiles for super 5, supercharge for hit 12.58%, and projectile speed is 1,504. So it's a bit slower. Starts at 680, so it's a little less than the attack. So you have longer range. You have a decent amount supercharged less. The projectile speed is also less, but you have 4 more projectiles. Goes from 680 to 1,020. And it goes up by 34 per level. The other one was 38 per level. And now time to talk about gadgets. Sticky syrup mixer. Barley drops down a liquid at his feet that slows down enemies that walk into it. The puddle lasts for 4 seconds and slows down enemies in a 3.33 tile radius. The puddle remains even after Barley is defeated. This is good for solo showdown in map where you think you're going to get jumped by an Edgar or that there's going to be some tank that's going to run up right next to you. Herbal Tonic. Barley drops a liquid at his and teammates' feet within 10 tiles of the location that heals for 500 health per second. The puddle lasts for 4.5 seconds and affects all brawlers in a 2.67 tile radius. The puddle remains even after Barley is defeated. They heal all of they heal himself and his teammates immediately, allowing them to heal up to a maximum of 2,500 health per puddle. Using this gadget while using his super will interrupt his super. Okay, so better gadget, I'd say Herbal Tonic is actually probably the better gadget. And especially in game modes like Brawl Ball and things like that. If you're playing Showdown, you're not going to use Herbal Tonic. You're going to use Sticky Syrup Mixer no matter what. So one thing that I actually didn't know, using this gadget while using his super will interrupt his super. It kind of makes sense, but so if you're using his super, make sure you don't tap that gadget button. Medical use, Barley regains 400 health from each attack. And extra nauseous adds 200 damage per second to Barley's attack. Okay, what I think about this is I honestly, it's really hard, but both of them are amazing. So both of them are actually really good. I'd probably say medical use is probably, I'd say extra not. I really can't say which one's better. It just really depends. Because if you're going to get jumped, you'd want to have medical use so you can heal after getting attacked. But if you're playing in heist or something, you're going to want to use extra noxious. So both of the gadgets, like, if you were, like, there's no, there's, like, but all of the, they're all similar. That's all I'm going to say. I mean, Herbal Tonic is definitely a bit better than Sticky Syrup Mixer, at least in my opinion. But medical use and extra noxious are similar for me. So, and some tips, I would say, what should I do tips on? Yeah, so, here. Like Dynamite and Tick, his attacks can be lobbed over obstacles. It's recommended to attack from behind walls, of course. So, Barley's attack can be used for area control really well. So, because, like, if you put that where the where a gem is, like in gem grab or an enemy wants to go, they're not gonna really want to get that if they're on low health. And then like you can use this in hot zone, and you can use this for like zones in hot zone or bolts in siege. Siege isn't here anymore though. So barley super can deal tons of damage if an enemy is unable to escape from the liquid. Try to aim the super to have it land with the enemy standing in the middle or trapped against a wall, and then use your combining, this is a really good tip. Combining Brawly Super with Spikes can deal huge damage to enemies trapped in both. So Spike Super, if he has the, my gosh, this is such a really good play. Just Barley plus Spike is pretty good. So Spike gets Super, Spike throws Super. If Spike has the slowing thing, that opponent is just dead. They're probably going to die from Spike anyway, but then you have the Barley Super, and then you can have Barley's attacks too. I mean, this opponent could be a Frank with 10 power cubes and it'd still die. Because let's say it even gets out of the Spike Super. There's still the Barley Super waiting for it and the Barley's attacks. So, I mean, auto-aiming really isn't that smart because you can cause you to miss or only get one tick of damage. So, I mean, it's you want to aim so then you can get two ticks of damage. Barley can be really effective in heist. If used correctly, Barley Super can really get to the heist safe. I think you can hit 3 on the heist safe, if I'm correct. You need to position it really well, though, to be able to hit 3. Because, I mean, it's pretty hard to hit 3. I mean, like, 3 puddles. Because you need it to be the middle one, and 2 of the left or 2 to the right. But it's actually pretty easy to hit 2. And, of course, it's really easy to hit 1. His medical use star power is more map dependent. Best used in game modes when controlling the field is more important than eliminating enemy brawlers. So, I mean, if you're playing, this is a really good tip actually too. If you're playing gem grab, you're going to want to use the medical star power. If you're playing heist, you're going to want to use this. Siege, yeah, you're going to want to use that too. Because, I mean, in showdown, it's okay. But like, I mean, yeah, it's okay in showdown, but like both star powers are okay. So in showdown you're probably gonna want to use extra toxin. So I think one good pair I would say would be a herbal tonic with medical use, because I mean it's just a lot of heals. And I think that's about it for that portion of the episode. We're not done yet. We still got the balance changes. I don't know why, but I really like the balance changes. Okay, so Barley is a very old brawler. Coming in, I think that's what, July. Actually, that was my birthday. Well, the 3rd of July, which is my birthday, in 2017... it fixed a bug where Barley's main attack did not destroy vases or bones. This was a long time ago. This was Brawl Stars beta. Like, that was a long time ago. I think Barley wasn't too good on release, because Barley's gotten way more buffs than nerfs. I mean, let's see. Okay, Barley has a lot of balance changes, so you guys are going to be in for a ride here. Barley's main attack and super damage were increased to 140 from 120 per hit. Remember, you guys are like, what the heck? 140? What is this? This was before they tripled everything. So I don't know if you guys remember this, but this is a good history lesson for Brawl Stars. So they, I think, oh, I forgot when it was. Yes, so 7-12-17, which is December 7th, 2017. The health and damage of every single brawler was multiplied by 4. So I think the damage was too low, or like, I don't know why they did this, but I guess that's just a good little history lesson. His main attack projectile speed was increased by 16%. This was all in a month after July, January, February, March, and April, May, June, July, August. Oh, okay. I know how to count the months now. Okay. Wait, no. September. Wait. January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August. I can't count. Okay. This was in August. 16th of August. So, this was all on the same day. His main attack projectile speed was increased by 16%. His super projectile speed was increased by 8%. And he was changed to a rare from super rare. That's also a pretty big change. His super damage was decreased to 120 from 140 per hit. And this was all in one day, the next four. Barley's super recharge rate was decreased by 33%. His medical use star power was added. He was given voice lines. And the health and damage statistics of all brawlers were multiplied by four. This was a really, really big day in Brawl Stars history. Remember this day. 7th of December, 2017. I think first star powers were added into the game then. I'm pretty sure. A lot of brawlers got voice lines. And I think that was the day that Brawl Stars went out of beta. Or actually, don't quote me on that. I'm probably wrong. Okay, next two are also in the same day. His medical use star power healing was increased to 200 from 100. So the medical use actually wasn't that good before, I guess. And then main attack projectile speed was decreased by 15%. And then just 2 months after that, in 2018, his main attack projectile speed was increased by 14%. Every brawler's movement speed was increased by 70 points, increasing Barley's base movement speed to 720 from 650. All brawler's projectile speeds were increased by 9%. So what this meant is also, I mean, it's not as big as December 7th, 2017, but this was also kind of a big day. When all brawler's things are, like, added or multiplied, that's also kind of a big day. So, I mean, what this means is the game is going to be faster paced. Like, I guess it must have been kind of slow. Like, everyone was moving really slow, I guess. And they just wanted to make it faster. I don't blame them. These next ones, I'll just say when they're all in a day. Barley's main attack projectile speed was increased by 6%. Barley's main attack projectile speed was increased by 20%. So I guess his main attack projectile speed wasn't, like, really good then. Barley's main attack damage was increased to 600 from 560 per hit. Barley and his golden skin were remodeled, and the Wizard Barley skin was added. So that was for Supercell ID. 2019, now three buffs, one nerf, and, one non-change thingy. Okay, wait, I think I might be wrong on something here. Okay, well, we'll see. His main attack damage was increased to 640 from 600. His super damage was increased to 640 from 480. His medical star power healing was increased to 300 from 200. That's coming back down. And the damage from the super different bottles no longer stack. I don't know if they changed that back, but then you really can't do the thing on the heist that I said. I don't think they changed that back, actually. So, yeah, so actually, you really, then you can really only get one. Okay, that's fine. Didn't know that. Barley's main attack and super damage was increased to 680 from 640 per hit. Golden Barley's projectile was retextured. The Big Sale Barley skin was added. This is all, in 2019, just, like, things like that. The Maple Barley skin was added. Barley's extra noxious star power was added. Barley's medical use star power was healing was increased to 400 from 300. Wait, did that never go down? Oh, wait, no, it's been 400. Oh, my gosh. Wait. Oh, well, that's my bad. I got them mixed up. I got extra toxin and herbal, the medical use star power mixed up. Okay, my bad. So that's actually not going to go down. What I whispered there was wrong. And the Red Wizard Barley skin was added that day, too. This was, 18-9-19. I'm not gonna say the days again. 2020 March, barley sticky syrup mixer gadget was added. Barley sticky syrup mixer gadget slow area was increased by 25%, and the slower area duration was increased to 4 seconds from 3. I guess it used to do damage. So his sticky syrup mixer gadget no longer deals damage. His super bottle pattern is now fixed instead of random. Barley's herbal tonic gadget was added. This was also in 2020. So I guess he actually kind of got a late first gadget, but he got kind of an early second gadget, I think, at least. Barley's super recharge rate was increased slightly from his super. Barley's true silver and true gold skins were added. Barley's extra noxious, this is in 2021. Barley's extra noxious star power damage bonus was increased to 200 from 140. This was all in one day, the next one. Barley's main attack damage was increased to 700 from 680 per hit. Barley's main attack range was increased to 8 tiles from 7.33. Barley, Wizard Barley, Golden Barley, all of the Barley skins received facial animations. Oh, except for True Silver and True Gold. Barley's main attack range was decreased to 7.33 tiles from 8. So, what goes up always comes down. The Unicorn King Barley skin was added. Barley's class was changed to Damage Dealer from Thrower. So, it's kind of weird. Damage Dealer? I mean, he is a thrower. The Sway Master Barley skin was added. It was featured as Year of the Tiger skin. This is cool. Barley's flavor text was changed from Barley's attacks by lobbing bottles at enemies doing splash damage, his super is a huge barrage of burning bottles. 2. Barley readily serves up the finest beverages in Star Park. Dirty his bar through and steam comes out the bottles and the bottles start flying. So it used to just say like kind of what he does, but now it kind of gives like a little bit of his backstory, I guess. So Barley's main attack damage was increased to 760 from 700. Wizard Barley's main attack visual effects were slightly reworked, and this was all in 2022, by the way, and, they changed the text again for his flavor text, I guess, and then instead of dirty his bar, it says but dirty his bar, like beauty. I think that was really funny, because I think the community was giving Brawl Stars a hard time for that. And then, I think that was a kind of funny change. And then, Barley's class was changed to Artillery from Damage Dealer. Oh, this is actually a decently long podcast. Oh, there's a fly on my computer. Okay, go away, fly. We have the skins, then we're done. And you guys can get out of here. You have the default skin, the wizard skin, free for linking Supercell ID. You guys got a link Supercell ID. You get a free skin. And you make sure you don't lose your account. Golden for 29 gems. Honestly, he looks kind of ugly for Golden. Like, he's, like, taking, like, a bottle of wine or something. I don't know. Maple for 79 gems. Looks kind of cool. It's like a lumberjack, kind of. Unicorn Knight, 79 gems. That one actually looks pretty cool, too. Bake Sale, 149 gems. And Swaymaster, 149 gems. That one's the best skin, I think. Red Wizard, 2,500 star points. I have that one. True Silver, 10,000 coins. True Gold, 25,000 coins. So, that was actually... So, I think that's it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed the little announcement that we had in the beginning, you know? About, like, the, like Jackson and M3M0. But thank you all for listening to this episode, and I will see you next time. Bye.